The Michigan basketball team is in the tournament for the second straight year. Michigan State is in the tournament for the 16th straight year. But that is all dwarfed by the Michigan hockey team, which had a streak of 22 consecutive years in the NCAA tournament until this week. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Sports columnist Rick Riley once wrote that weekend golfers invariably claim, "I'm a good golfer, I'm just not consistent." Yeah, well, if you're not consistent, you're not a good golfer. Americans are great at building things and horrible at maintaining them. We admire winners and celebrities, but we overlook the loyal spouse or the honest accountant or the people who actually maintain those bridges, and that's why they're falling apart. So let this be a salute to consistency, that most unheralded of virtues. In 1984, Red Berenson took over Michigan's moribund hockey program, which had not been to the NCAA tournament in 7 years. Red thought it was going to be easy, but it took 7 more years to get Michigan hockey back to the big dance in 1991. Once they got into the tournament, they made it a point to stay there. Year after year, they kept coming back. Finally, in 1996, they won Michigan's first national title in 32 years, and they did it again in 1998. They've come close a few times since, but they have yet to win another. This bothers Red Berenson, one of the most competitive men I have ever met. When he visited my class, I listed his many accomplishments on the board. The first thing he did when he stood up was to point at the 2 national titles and say, "That is not enough. We should have more." But they've always made the tournament for 22 straight years. It's the longest streak in the history of college hockey, by far. The next closest, Minnesota, barely made it past Michigan's halfway mark. But this year, the team was not getting the goaltending, the leadership, or the luck it needed to win. Snapping the 22-year tournament streak was the least of their concerns. The bigger question was this: had Michigan hockey lost its way? Stuck with an anemic 10-18-3 record, Berenson, who's now 73, told his team to go out and have some fun. They did, and in the process, they rediscovered who they were. Their goalie got hot. Their leaders found their voices, and the team got its mojo back. They won 4 straight games to end the regular season, but they had dug themselves such a deep hole, the only way to get out of it was to win an automatic NCAA bid. And the only way to win that was to win the league playoffs. And the only way to win that was to win every single game 6 straight against the league's best teams. When you're seeded 7th, nobody outside your locker room believes you can win it. But for the first time this season, everybody in that locker room finally believed, and they played like it. They swept the first series at home. They went to Western Michigan and swept the Broncos. In the semifinals, they faced Miami of Ohio, the nation's 3rd-ranked team, and simply steamrolled them 6-2. By then, just about everybody believed Michigan could pull off another miracle. But last Sunday, with just Notre Dame left to beat, the Wolverines finally ran out of gas and lost 3-1. Their season was over, and so was their streak. When a streak ends, people too often focus on how it ended and not how it started or why it lasted so long. When Joe DiMaggio's famous 56-game hitting streak, considered the most unbreakable record in American sports, finally ended, nobody said, "Wow, DiMaggio wasn't very good today." No, all DiMaggio did was perform at the highest level every day for 2 straight months. Nobody has come close to his record in the last 71 years. And that's what several hundred Michigan hockey players did for more than 2 decades. They worked so hard and so well for so long, they created a streak that might not ever be broken. Titles are impressive. They represent a performer at his peak. But consistency, that cannot be achieved without character. And in this case, the character of an entire program for a full generation. That's something that lasts and deserves our respect.